Joyce Kaufman, breaking the news proves Andrew Breitbart was right. Only hope for journalism is citizen journalists. By Robert Krajicek on May 28, 2021. Joyce Kaufman said Wednesday that Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe's breaking the news. Exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption confirms Andrew Breitbart's maxim that citizen journalism is the only means through which integrity can be restored to a corrupt news media industry. I think all the time, what is Andrew Breitbart, sitting up in heaven, thinking, as he sees the fruition of what he said was going to be the only hope for journalism? Citizen journalists, Kaufman said during a conversation with Marlowe on her eponymous radio show. They're the only ones giving us real information. They go to riots and they report live. You have Nicholas Wade. You have all these people who are doing intensive investigative journalism now, and the general public doesn't have a chance to see that. Unless they're tied into conservative media, they may never know all of these stories. Kaufman lauded breaking the news's foundation of original investigations and reporting on news media corruption and conflicts of interest. She said, Alex Marlowe has got a new book out which is incredible, and it's different. There are a ton of books out about the media and all of the bias in the media, but this book takes it completely a step further. And was definitely much needed. I started out, as I'm sure you've heard before, thinking another book about how crappy the left-leaning media is, but really, it's a whole different application, because really what you get into is how there's a lot of corruption that needs to be exposed. Marlowe replied, that is essentially the premise of the book, and I did not want this to be another book about media bias. The people who are inclined to pick up a book like this know the media is biased. I didn't need to make that point. What I needed to illustrate was apparent corruption top to bottom throughout the media, and how it seems like these decisions that are being made in our corporate newsrooms are designed to make money, to misinform the public, and even cozy up to adversaries around the world like China. We know the media's liberal, he added. It's so much worse than that, though. Marlowe expressed hope that lawmakers will use original research in his book as an impetus to investigate possible corruption. The thing that excites me the most is that this has already got interest from lawmakers, he said. Governor Kristi Noem, Marsha Blackburn, Joni Ernst, Devin Nunes, Tom Cotton, all these people have spoken to me about the content of the book, and fortunately, I think a lot of the apparent corruption that I found in the book is legal at this time. I don't know why these things are legal, and that should be the next step.